Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Mighty Pine provide the quiet and energy-efficient comfort you can depend on with a range of innovative cooling solutions like the Carrier Infinity Heat Pump that delivers premium home heating and cooling performance. Learn more at MightyPineHVAC.com. You make it a home. Let Mighty Pine make it more comfortable. Rebates, incentives, and financing are available for a limited time. Mighty Pine and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Supernatural Station. I'm your host, Roman Daniels, and joined with me is my twin brother, Jaron Daniels.
You sure I'm not just a replica of you?
You might be, but you're a bad one. And my cousin, Sean Lawrence.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's good to have Sean back here with us. Yeah, this has been awesome having all three of us, and we're going to try to make this more of a regular thing where it's the three of us, because I feel like the podcast kind of goes a little bit more smooth when we're all kind of together.
Yeah, and things happen with the three of us.
It's a trifecta. Actually, you know what's funny, Sean? He lives in the mountains, so if you can get him out of the mountains just every once in a while and come back to reality, it's kind of fun to see how he handles society once again.
I guess that's how we figure things out, is let's bring Sean down here and get his input on it.
Yep. All right, well, today what we're actually going to talk about is a couple different topics. We're going to go into alternate universes.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
We're going to talk about deja vu. Sean, you've been experiencing lots of that, haven't you?
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm here.
And we're also going to dive into like time slips and some of that just a little bit.
What I feel like is, I feel like a lot of people are either being honest about their experiences or it's just ramping up, because I've been hearing a lot of stories about this stuff now.
And it seems like I'm experiencing them myself too, just a lot more often. Like, you know, it's like, I've done this before, I swear. Like, I just walked through this door like 2 seconds ago, and really I didn't, but for some reason I just believe that I did, you know. And I feel like that could be the alternate universes kind of coinciding and overlapping all of a sudden. So it's like some alternate universe version of myself just walked through that door, and now all of a sudden I'm doing it. I'm like, I swear I just did this, you know.
You know what I find weird about deja vu too, is it's like, it's not just an experience that you think, oh, I walked through this door and it's a feeling. It's usually an aroma too. There's a lot of different parts to it. It's not just a feeling. So there's got to be some kind of truth to it.
Well, like there's like smells and stuff.
Yeah,
sometimes.
They're like, oh, I smelled citrus wheat, and that's what I remembered when I was there last time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So here's the thing about deja vu is what's different, at least with me guys, the last, I don't know, I'd say the last year, when I'm in a deja vu situation, normally it's like, oh, I've done this before, right? It's a repeat. Right, I swear I was just here, I did this. But here's the difference now, is I can like, I almost see what's gonna happen based on what I've already done, if that makes sense.
Oh, so, weird.
So like, I know what the next step is, and I choose a different step.
That's weird, because that's what I'm going through. I didn't know you were having that experience. I thought you were having, oh, I went through this before. But Sean, I've literally been having that same experience. I always tell Roman this. I can guess what they're going to say in a movie before I see the movie.
Like, yeah, no, I witnessed it with Jaron. Is like, he'll, because I'm literally watching a movie with him, and he's like, oh, he just like says something, and then literally the person on screen says it right after.
And that's happening in normal life too, like normal occurrences with random people I meet. I already know what they're going to say sometimes. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, and there was this one podcast we were listening to recently, and I forget which one it was, so forgive me for not being able to reference it, but some lady was on, and she was talking about, I think it was Mysterious Universe, actually, and she
Mysterious
was talking,
Radio?
Mysterious Radio,
yeah,
that's it.
Let's just pull it up, you know, when we go on our break really quick.
Yeah, we'll add the link to it and stuff once we find it, but she was talking to, the guest that was on was talking about this idea of ascension, where beings that live on this planet right now are going through this process that she was calling ascension, where basically you're starting to kind of you're turning into a crystalline spirit instead of like a full solid spirit, I guess. And you're kind of going into a different dimension it's like a prep to go into a different dimension. And so you're experiencing all these things. She even said that you'll be feeling like really hot all the time, where you're trying to cool down, like shedding clothing and stuff, because you're always feeling hot, and that's just part of the process.
My head's burning up every day. My neck is burning up every day. I feel like I'm just overheating. And on top of that, if that's the case, what did they say? It was like the fifth universe or the fifth dimension?
Yeah, because I guess we're in the fourth dimension right now, and it's supposed to be like everyone who ascends is going to go into the fifth dimension, and that will take us into a better universe, I guess.
When they say crystalline, we got to ask K-Town, I guess, for Mysterious Radio. Maybe she'll get back to us. We love her podcast, by the way. And it's one of those things that if it's going to be a crystalline form spirit, I wonder if that means that we can like fluidly go back and forth from like firm body to like a spiritual body. So like when you have to travel like long distances, it's easier to travel and stuff.
Yeah, and astral project and stuff, it's like it's easier to do that. I don't know what it means exactly. I was like, I kind of wanted to ask more questions, or I wanted K-Town to ask more questions so that we could get more info. But it is an interesting thought. I don't know if that's really what's going on, but there's something going on. I feel like everybody is experiencing these weird occurrences a lot more often than what we used to. You know, Sean, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that deja vu stuff that you've been going through. Just maybe tell the audience just a little bit more about kind of what you're experiencing, and just kind of maybe a description of kind of what's been happening to you.
Yeah, it's this past, like I said, it's been a lot more prevalent this past year. I've found myself in situations where I know that I've done this before. I've been in this situation before. Not only am I repeating the incident again, but I know what the first time around, what happened the first time around. So let me try to explain this. So
it's so weird. It's like a video game do-over then.
Yeah.
It's kind of like playing the game over again, and you're just doing it a different way now.
Yeah, exactly.
Checkpoint saved, and you're going back.
Sounds like a cool thing. Like, I wish I could do that, by the way, because there's so many things in life where I messed up, and I want to do it a different way, you know?
Yeah, but this is what's weird about it is, like, if you were to put yourself in the characters, you know, if you were the video game character, the character doesn't realize that there was a do-over, right? But you do, because you're the guy playing the character. Simulation mode, right, Jaren?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm all about simulation mode. You've heard me.
So let me just briefly describe, like, one of the ones that I remember. I was in this restaurant up in where I live, up in the mountains, right, Jeremy?
Yep.
There's a really old, like, town up there, and they converted this restaurant into a pizza, kind of a pizza parlor. It used to be a really high-end steak place up there, but I was had a deja vu moment where I was in the restroom and washing up and stuff, and I remember there was a poster on the wall that kind of, I think I sent a picture to these guys once, but there was a poster on the wall that had like all the old outlaws from the Western times.
I remember that, yeah.
So there was this, you know, incident where I had this like striking deja vu, like the exact, you know, the exact way and method that I was washing my hands, and almost like the same people were there in the restaurant, and it was just weird. So the first time around, I went out of the restroom, started walking back to my table. I sat down at the table conversing with friends and stuff, and then one of my kids spilled like water all over the table, and it got everywhere, and we had to like lift everything up. It was like one of those things where a lot of water went over the table, so you're trying to scramble, there's not enough napkins, you're trying to call
people
over.
There's never enough napkins. What's up with that?
Yeah, so everything's soaping wet, and just, it was just one of those
just disaster.
So,
yeah.
The second time, like,
kid stuff.
The second time when I started having the deja vu, that hit me that was going to take place, or it had already taken place at some point. So it was like a time slip thing. But the weird thing is I knew that was going to happen. So what I did is I intentionally stayed in the bathroom longer than if I were to normally just naturally walk out when you're done. I just sat there in the mirror and just kind of like just waited out, because I wanted to see what would happen if I didn't interact.
As a test or something?
Yeah, maybe? As a test. I wanted to see if it would still play out the same exact way, even though I was in a different place.
You sent a test email to the universe to see what happened.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Waiting for a reply.
You know what? This reminds me of Knowing, the movie that Nicolas Cage starred in, like in 2007 or 8. I forget when it came out, but he had that same power where it was more like he would see things a couple minutes in advance, and then he would be able to change the outcome. And he discovered that power, right? It's almost like you are starting to discover that you are Nicolas Cage in that movie, you know, that power.
If that's the case, like, that's one of the best superpowers ever. Everybody wants that, guaranteed.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be just a few minutes. I want it to be like days in advance. So you can really prep prep, you know?
Same. Prep yeah. time, Batman.
Yeah.
So to finish it off, I don't know, guys. When I hit that, when that moment hit, I know what's going to happen. I've done this before, but I want to change something. I just want to see if it will continue, but with me doing something completely different. So I stayed in the bathroom for like another, you know, couple minutes looking at the poster, checking my phone or whatever. And then I go out and I turn the corner and go to the table where it was a group of, it was my family and another family and a couple of friends. And when I turn the corner, there is everybody standing up, cleaning up this spill on the table.
Wow.
That's so weird. And I'm like, this is weird because I remember being in that chair.
So like, it's already happened before. You sat there, right. like the water pretty much got on you before.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden you're avoiding it.
How long right. how long exactly did it feel right. like it was wow. does it seem like it was a long time ago that this happened, or does it
no,
seem like
no.
it just happened and now it's gonna happen
it,
again?
It was like it just happened. And you know, a lot of skeptics will say, well, it's pretty obvious, you probably visited the restaurant more than once, it's the same bathroom, blah blah blah. I understand that, and but the spill with the same people,
that doesn't happen every time.
That's,
you know,
that's the thing is yeah. like usually there's a difference in people that join you with a restaurant, but the same spill, the same water, is the same child of mine that spilled it. The only difference was is I wasn't at the table, instead I was in a different location experiencing it twice.
You know what kind of got me is when you were saying when you're in there washing up in the bathroom and you said that it felt like there was like some of the same people there. That kind of got me freaked out because it's like those guys are simulation mode. They're not like, because if they're there in every single moment, the deja vu moment, also the alternate reality version, it's like, are these real people? Like, you know what I mean? It's like you're the only one that's, I don't know. It's like a Truman Show thing again. It's so strange. I don't know. It's hard to articulate what I'm trying to say, but it's just really weird, you know?
Well, that's the thing is, I know you're saying, Sean, that it wasn't just the same people that you sat at the table with. It was other people you probably noticed. Like, there was a feathered-haired blonde lady sitting at a table on the right side that you didn't know with her date. And there was some other, you know what I mean, just random stuff like that. And you probably noticed those little details besides just the people at the table, right?
Right. Yep, exactly.
See, I've been experiencing deja vu a lot lately, too, where I'm like, I know I've done this. Mine isn't as advanced as yours. Yours is, like, really advanced where you can change the outcome. I can't change the outcome. It keeps happening the same way. But I do feel like it's like, there are subtle changes, you know, that are I'm already noticing, like, you know, colors are different, sounds are different, you know, little things like that. But it's like, I know that this has happened before, and I get frustrated because this has definitely happened. And right. you know what I mean?
Yeah, you feel like you really, you start questioning, are you going crazy?
Yeah, wait a second, Sean. I know who you are. I know what this is. You got a hold of the Sands of Time dagger from Prince of Persia. That's exactly what that is. You can reverse time for 8 seconds or whatever it might be.
We might have to pause the show so I can reverse time so Jaren doesn't say that again.
No way. Prince of Persia was a good movie.
You know what's interesting, guys, that I'm just thinking about deja vu. There's all these synchronicities with some of these paranormal experiences could really be explained a lot with multi-universe. And what I mean by that is a few episodes back when we talked about our Schofield experience and the family reunion, we had discussed that the events that took place in Winter Quarters back in 1900, when you step into that area, it's almost like the time tapes keep on replaying, and that could explain some EVPs, that could explain a lot of different anomalies, and it's almost like the tapes just get stuck in this loop, but yet you're also progressing.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's why, you know, there's the difference between, like, residual hauntings and, like, free-thinking ghosts that kind of just do
yeah, how come
things.
We both can't think of that word? But
I don't
like,
know right now.
Oh, but, intelligent, like intelligent responses.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, it's like what you said. It's weird because, you know, you take an old tape, and some kids won't even know what tapes are anymore, but you take, like, an old little cassette tape, and you can pop it in and record over what's already on that tape. Some little tiny thing will still stay from the previous recording sometimes, you know? And so that's what it reminds me of. It's like you're re-recording over this on a loop, you know, over this tape multiple times. It's just really strange. And that maybe that is what our universe is. Like, maybe that's what it does.
Hasn't science kind of proved now that they agree that this is a real occurrence? Like, that there's multiple universes? And I almost feel like if you look at, like, a layers of a cake, that's kind of like how the world is set up almost. Like, there's just layers of time and loops all above and below each other or something.
Yeah, I don't think it's like 100% unanimous, but I think that majority of scientists nowadays are saying, yeah, we live in a situation where there's several multiverses going on at the same time, and it's an infinite number. Like, they can't state the number of them, which is really interesting. And then a lot of them are even starting to say, like, every single choice that you make is creating a brand new alternate you in a different universe and creating a total a different trajectory of that individual.
So every time I stub my toe on this really metal coffee table, it creates like a new pissed off version of me in a different universe.
Yeah, but here's the difference though, is imagine like if it creates another one, and that kind of makes sense to, you know, the story that I had with the restaurant and the spilling on the table and everything, is, you know, how would you explain if it did create an alternate universe, like I chose a different action, right? So that created another like reality.
Yeah.
But I transcended two different realities at once.
Yeah, that's what's weird about it. Well, and that's what makes me wonder. It's kind of like the chicken or the egg thing. It's like, what came first? You know, which one is the first? Who's the first one creating all of this?
But that,
you know,
scares what I mean? Me, though, because I now I don't know, and maybe a lot of you feel this way, too, but now I don't know which reality I'm in. Am I hopping between one and the other, or?
Guaranteed, we're not Earth 1, guys. I think we're like Earth 56 or something.
No, we're way beyond that. We're like in the thousands by now.
We've already talked about this on like our last podcast, you know, our part three that we did and stuff. We talked about how it's just everything is crazy right now, and everyone knows that, right? Society is just crazy, and it feels like we're going down this weird path, right? I think everybody knows that something is going on, and I just wonder if it's because we did jump into some kind of other random universe that is a crap one.
Yeah, know? It's like an upheaval universe, because I swear 2012 is really where things started changing, or 2008, but mostly 2012.
Yeah.
And just everything started changing. Jiffy was Jiff, and, you know, Mandela died in prison.
Yeah,
and
now you're going into the Mandela effect. Uh-oh. Well,
yeah, but that's what I was trying to say, guys, is like this could, we want to try to stay on topic with this podcast because, you know, we don't want to shotgun everything out there. You know, you guys wouldn't be able to handle it, neither would we. But what I'm, the point is there's so many things that kind of can be explained by multiple layers of reality.
Yeah, no, I love what you said about like EVPs, you know, because we used to do a lot of ghost hunting. We've caught several really good EVPs, and kind of what you said kind of sparked something in me. Like, you might be right that some of these EVPs that we caught may not be intelligent ghosts responding to us, but they may just be a record from, you know, in the time, the film of reality or whatever that we're in, you know.
Makes sense with energy never dying, right? Energy never dies, it stays the same. So who knows? Maybe it can change into something different, I guess, but could be just right there in a loop doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, this really gets kind of deep, but in the sense it kind of also times into time travel. You know, when you hear about the anomalies of people who may have stepped back in time and changed things. Have you guys ever seen that TV show Timeless? They only made like two or three seasons, if that, and then it was shut down because it was getting too close to the reality. You know, anytime a show kind of gets too close to the truth, the they can't shut it down.
This, shut it down, yeah.
Well, or it's just too. It just gets too close to what could be going on, so they shut it down. But anyway, in this TV show, it explains this group of people that are the antagonists, and they go back in time and start changing things, right? But I guess the thing is with the Mandela effect, with the alternate realities, with the technology that we have, with the aliens that could have given us technology over the last 20 years. I mean, it's been crazy, the advancements.
Oh, yeah.
Something's going on to the point where I really wonder if someone has figured out time travel, but instead of it changing like the present, or maybe it did change the present, and then maybe deja vu is one of those moments that directly affects us. Yeah. So like in that moment, for example, in the restaurant bathroom, maybe there was a time travel, something changed in the time travel, and I was, the deja vu point for me was the changing point
for that time travel situation.
Where they're trying to
change an event.
So that's why I kind of knew two different things at once.
Speaking about synchronicities too, I've been watching the American Horror Story, the new one. It's split into two different stories. So there was a vampire story, and now there's this alien story. It's funny that you brought up the alien technology thing, because that's literally what the show is about. Is about Eisenhower, you know, meeting with aliens and giving them the ability to abduct people so that you could get technology in exchange. And it's just interesting you just said that, because I was just out of nowhere. I just popped into my head, you know, Eisenhower and that show.
Which is funny that you say like that show Timeless got shut down because it was coming too close to home. They would have
never showed this alien show the way that they're showing it right now 10 years ago. It was too scary for people. Now it is kind of close to home, and it seems like, hey, this does make sense, which is kind of strange, right? I mean, they're talking about microwaves were from aliens, like, on that show.
Think of everything, like MP3, Bluetooth, you know, all the different things that we've discovered in our lifetimes.
Yeah, night vision.
Have showed up in our lifetimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Yeah, and Jerry, you had some kind of story you wanted to go into regarding alternate universes or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm always fascinated by this. I was looking up a bunch of different stories. If you follow Supernatural in general, you probably looked up Reddit. You probably looked up stories like this. This one was from Reddit, a user specifically talking about a alternate universe that they went through. Really interesting, guys. I haven't told either of you guys this story yet, so it's kind of cool. I want to hear your raw reactions to this. But it just says, my experience in a seemingly alternate reality. Screenshots provided. I haven't looked up the link, but she has screenshots, I guess, of her alternate reality situation she went through.
Creepy. Psycho, right?
So it says this, the concept of a parallel universe, a world similar to our own but differing slightly, perhaps possessing a subtle divergence in history, has always been a prevalent theme in literature.
Well, that's crazy. Like, I nailed it right on the ball there.
Yeah.
This lady, that's crazy. Okay, yeah. Keep reading. Sorry. That was
no,
weird.
No problem. Several individuals have even claimed to have visited alternate realities, and this is one of those stories. So on June 28th, 2014, my morning was the same as any other day, she says. I woke up, brushed my teeth, ate breakfast, got in the car, and went to work. I was confused, however, after I switched on the radio. I usually listen to music on my morning drive, but the station was playing some sort of news talk show. The host was exuberantly referencing our victory in a great war, as he praised troops and the armed forces. At first, I thought this was discussing the recent end of the war in Afghanistan, as I'm American and our combat troops were withdrawing at the time. I was confused, however, when he started discussing the conclusion of our victory in Italy, and how the Second Great Depression will come to an end as our victory is secured. I assumed that this was some strange sci-fi or fictional program and largely forgot about it. But at my lunch break at work, however, I overheard my office coworkers talking about our victory in Italy and how unity will be preserved. For some reason, they kept mentioning the number 33-13. I asked them what the hell they were discussing, but they told me that my ignorance was disrespectful towards the troops. It was then that I noticed that one of my fellow coworkers, Sam, wasn't present. When I asked if he was sick, nobody knew who he was. Strange.
What the?
What?
There's more. On the way home, I took a different route, through the city, to avoid traffic. Numerous victory banners were hanging on the walls of buildings, showing images of American Marines braving some foreign beach. I couldn't help noticing that the city looked a little bit poorer than I remembered, and many buildings were abandoned and crumbling. In my apartment, I turned on news, just to understand what was going on. The host discussed how Italian logistical targets were decisively defeating the little civilian casualties, and that the insurgency in Greece and Ireland is drawing down in every passing day. The experience was so unexpected, so bizarre, that I can still remember the words of the newscaster vividly. What do you guys think of that so far, you guys?
What the heck?
I just have one. Go back to the beginning. What, from the beginning, what was the date?
June 28th.
Where do I know that from?
That's our birthday, me and my brother.
What year?
It's 2014, so I wonder what we were doing in 2014, but that's strange.
No, but that's weird, though, that it happened to be the day of your guys' birthday. Yeah,
interesting.
I didn't even think about that until you said it just now.
Yeah, and it's weird. When you said abandoned buildings, it makes me wonder. I pictured what's happening now.
Yeah,
I pictured, and I say this.
Supply chain problems and basically crumbling.
Everybody's working from home. All these big businesses are going abandoned. They can't lease them out.
Yeah.
It's almost, that's weird.
But it's 2021. Maybe this was an alternate version of what we might be going through soon or something. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, that's weird.
There's more, you guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I decided to peruse Wikipedia, as we all probably do. I like to look up Wikipedia. This is just my own preference I'm saying now. But in the story she says, as I knew that the site would at least give an overview of the war. As I read the page, I grew increasingly confused and bewildered. The Greek debt crisis had exponentially increased in intensity. There was a string of defaults across Europe, and the Eurozone collapsed into a civil war. The United States was in a worse depression than in the 1930s, as a global finance collapsed, and the war bankrupted our economy further. Ireland and Greece were occupied by the coalition forces, and there was a violent nationalist insurgency in both countries. I decided that I must be dreaming. To test whether this was really happening, I took screenshots of the pages on my phone. Sure enough, after I woke up, the pictures were still there. There is a link. I'll try to post the link so you guys can look at it if you decide to. I don't know if it's a virus. You never know, guys, so just be prepared if you're gonna click on a link. After this experience, I examined the possibility of a parallel universe. According to many worlds' interpretation of quantum mechanics, each event leads to a divergence of timelines with a different outcome corresponding to a different reality. It seemed that somehow, somewhere, our universe diverged and a different, darker timeline formed. Strange, you guys. What do you think of that? I mean, I remember when the Greek debt was happening. I think it was around that year, and you really couldn't even go to Greece because people could be attacking you, even in these resorts that people would like to go to. So I know it was a difficult time at that time, but it's weird that it just kept going further. And then there was a civil war in Eurozone in general, which I don't know what the Eurozone is. I'm sure it's like Italy, Greece, you know,
yeah, France,
Portugal, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. That's crazy. But it definitely ties into what we were just talking about, how that's, you know, the parallel universes like folding onto each other, and how what I mentioned earlier, how it's like every decision you make, the scientists are starting to believe that every tiny decision you make creates a brand new break off into a brand new universe, you know, really weird. And but imagine being that person and going through that, and especially having those screenshots too. Like, I wonder, that's so cool that they had the screenshots on their phone to kind of prove like that corroboration, you know.
Yeah, we'll post links so you can click on them if you decide to. We're not telling you to, because you never know if it's a virus or whatever. But what I can say is that I'm very intrigued in that too, and I don't even know if she came back from that universe. That's what makes me wonder. I mean, she didn't finish her story. And so there's a funny comment below. It says, "And are you back in this universe now? It's been 6 months, dot, dot, dot." So I don't know what's going on, but I wish she would reply back. She hasn't yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's several stories where people kind of dip into a different universe or what feels like a different universe, and then they find their way back somehow. But I wonder if there's probably several people that don't find their way back and they're just stuck, you know? And I wonder if we are all in that boat too. Who knows, right? I mean, with the way the world is and stuff. But, you know, you think of like Missing 411, that whole thing David Pilates is doing, yep. The whole research he's doing and everything. It's like when people disappear and then they show up somewhere completely different from where they disappeared and stuff, I do wonder if they're just slipping into a different reality, a different universe, you know, multiverse, and then all of a sudden they're finding their way back, you know, in a different part of this current one that we're in, you know?
I mean, you look at how the Earth is set up anyway. There's the North Pole and the South Pole, and you know how they say that affects everything about the Earth as far as gravity, as far as, you know, weather. The equator is also part of that. I wonder if there's like parts in the Earth that are black holes in a way, if you will, and they take you into those alternate universes, bring you to a different spectrum 400 miles away, and you're like totally fine, you know?
That reminds me of Skinwalker Ranch.
That's here in Utah, you guys.
Which we still need to visit, by
the way. Yeah, we'll do a whole show on Skinwalker Ranch, because it deserves a whole show.
That is one thing, not to take it off, but I would like to do a podcast at a location. I know that might be really tough to pull off, because it's, you know, noisy and stuff, but if we could figure out a good mic to do, like, a part of the podcast on, you know, on location, that'd be kind of interesting.
I would love that. We'll do a full live, full video.
Hey, I'm friends with Alien Dave on Facebook, and he's just been posting photos of Skinwalker Ranch.
Just recent
that he's been there, so maybe I'll try to get a hookup to go over there, and we'll try to do that, because that'd be fun.
But back to the magnetic pole thing, when you were telling me about that, it really struck up the idea of, do you know every once in a while when all the planets and stuff align directly? And I'm trying to remember when the last time that happened, but I'm wondering if anything could be related to that, like when it comes to the electromagnetic fields that each planet with the sun
emits
and converges. I wonder if, you know, something like that could take place. All I know is every time that happens, people make a really big deal out of it.
Yeah, like it's changing the universe, maybe.
Right.
Maybe something really big is happening. I mean, the Bermuda Triangle is another thing I didn't think of, but that's another weird wormhole.
That's a good one. We need to talk about that.
And that's another story for another day, or right now, who knows?
You know, we have witch listeners, I'm sure, that are, you know, the real witches and stuff, and we have nothing against witches, obviously, but a lot of these old pagan and some of these old kind of witch traditions, they really do focus on the planets, you know, and there's those aligning events that are just really important, you know, and it's interesting that these old societies had these thoughts about planets and the fact that it could cause changes in our world, you know, in a weird way.
Sometimes I find it odd that like old civilizations seem to have a heck of a lot more information on how the world worked than we did half the time. What is up with that? Did we all get neuralized? Was there an alien situation that happened where they shut our whole minds down and we had to reboot like a big old computer or something?
It reminds me of the ancient aliens, the Egyptian thing and stuff, where, like, you know, they've got cave art and they've got all this other art where they're depicted of talking with aliens and visiting aliens and stuff. Eisenhower was the second version of that, where Eisenhower met with aliens and started getting technology, you know? And the Egyptians and maybe even like the Atlanteans were maybe like the first part of that, where it's like they had all this knowledge, right? That was crazy knowledge, you know? And it's like, how did they get all that knowledge? And it's, again, a multiverse thing. Like, what if even aliens are an advanced version of us, you know, way in the future?
That's what some famous podcasters believe, like Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about that. He's like, you know, the further we go into our society, the way we're going right now, the further we're going to start looking like aliens, probably. I mean, we're going to lose muscle mass because we're always dealing with technology. We're going to, you know, be inside more often. Maybe the sun's going to have an issue. We can't really be out in the sun, so our eyes are going to get that dark black opaque look, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So who knows? It's weird. It's a weird thought.
Thank you.
All right, well, I wanted to go ahead and just kind of tell you guys a story. It's one of the ones that just has stuck with me. I think it was on one of Jim Harold's show. He had this woman on that had a really strange experience. It reminds me of it's like a time slip kind of experience, which ties into me to the multiverse and the alternate universes and stuff like that. Synchronicities, deja vu. Basically, everything we're talking about, I feel like, is tied into this, but basically what happened is this woman, she had a friend with her and they were driving down they're trying to get from point A to point B, and it was dark. It was, super late. It was about midnight or so, just doing one of those dark, long drives on these long highways, right? And they kind of come around a bend and there's these bright lights coming from kind of like a bar, like a saloon place, bright lights. You see all these neon and all this kind of stuff, and it's called the Roadhouse Saloon. And she tells her friend, hey, why don't we just stop and have a beer real quick? Let's have a drink or whatever. And we'll just kind of hang out for a minute, kind of break up the drive. And they're both kind of shocked that it was still open, because it was getting late and this is a very small town, right? And so it's like, why would this place still be open? So they stop and they pull up and everything looks normal. They go inside and everybody is smiling. And the weird part is, as soon as they walk in, everybody stops what they're doing. They look right at them, which is kind of weird, right? I mean, imagine.
Is this a small town?
It's a small town.
Is this one of those things like, oh, we don't, this is a new guy? Like,
yeah, it might be that. Yeah, that makes sense, right? But it's still kind of.
Yeah, it's still creepy.
Yeah, puts you off guard and stuff.
I don't want people to do that to me if I walk into a bar.
I would just walk out.
Yeah. I feel like I'm naked. I'd look down at my body. Am I naked?
Yeah.
But the other weird part is they were very welcoming. So it's like, come on in, come sit down, So the bartender says that. He's like, and the way she described the bartender, he was this burly, handsome dude, dark hair, kind of tan skin, just very fit, fit as a fiddle kind of guy.
Oh, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa, basically. And he's like, come on in, let's, welcome, come sit down, we'll get you a drink, whatever. And so they go sit at the bar and they both order a beer and they're drinking beer for a little bit and stuff. This song was playing on repeat, right? As soon as they walk in, they're hearing the song. It's a great song. It's Chubby Checker, Let's Twist Again. And it's like a 1950s, 1960s kind of song.
I like that song.
It's a great song. And it's playing on the jukebox. They have this old school jukebox, the old school kind that you'd find in the 50s and stuff. And they're just listening, having a good time, having some drinks. And they're noticing all the people, right? There's two guys playing pool. There's a couple or so sitting in a table nearby them. There's a few others that are just kind of hanging out and stuff. And they're just kind of noticing these people, looking at what they look like and kind of noticing what they're doing. Nothing seems out of place. They're just kind of doing their thing, right? And the lady, the main person in the story, she's like, I need to go to the bathroom. So she gets up and she goes to the restroom and, she comes out, she does her thing, she comes out of the restroom and she notices there's a big picture on the wall as soon as she walks out of the restroom, kind of right in front of the restroom. And didn't really think anything of it. She goes back, she starts, drinking some more beer with her friend and stuff. They're having another stein or whatever. She goes back again to the restroom, as you break the seal, you have to keep
kinda, I hate that.
kind of making your way back to the restroom again. Right. So she goes back and this time she notices the painting again. She kind of catches her eye and she starts looking at it closer. And as she's looking at it, she notices that it's this old Western saloon kind of picture where it's got all these old Western people.
Is it sepia tone?
Yeah, sepia tone. Yeah. Sepia tone. Yeah, kind of that brown color and stuff. And she's looking at it and she's like, hold on a sec. And all of a sudden she starts noticing that the bartender's there and he's this gunslinger. So he's in the painting.
Let's go.
Whoa.
And he's this gunslinger guy, right? But he looks exactly the same as the bartender, right? The nice guy that greeted her said, come in, have a drink and all this stuff. And then she's like, hold on a sec. And she notices the guys that are playing poker over there are the guys that are playing pool. And then she notices, in the photo.
This is freaky.
And then she notices that there's the couple that was sitting in the table and stuff, they're dancing or whatever in the photo and stuff. And she's like, what in the world? She already started thinking it was kind of weird, but it wasn't. It's like, maybe these are regulars. That was her thought. Like, maybe these are just regular people that come here all the time. And it's like someone did a painting to like honor the regulars, the people that are always there. It's like, oh, these people are, this is their bar. And so it's like, cool, So someone's like, here, I'll do you a cool painting that's like an old saloon style or something, right? So she's like, that must be it. Must be it. So she goes back, has another stein or another drink, right? And she's like, she grabs her friend and she's like, hey, I got to show you this painting, right? And so she's like, come back over here after she comes out of the bathroom. And she's like, just look at this painting with me and just tell me if you think that I'm going crazy or not, right? So he's looking at it and stuff. And she's like, doesn't this look like the people that we're seeing in this bar right now? And he's like, it does, right? It's uncanny, like how close they are. But then the weirdest part about it is in the dark shadow, there's a shadow area in the painting where it's almost as if there's these shadow figures being painted. And I forgot to tell you in the story, there's the lady has a cane. She walks with a cane. And she can tell that this shadow figure and her friend that's also in there in the painting, he's taller. He's like 6 foot something. She's about 5 something, you know? And so she can tell that these two figures are sort of a silhouette painting on
of their heights.
Right. Are the
no
same
way.
As them.
That's
where she, where she's got the cane. She can notice that there's a cane and she can
holy
notice.
Crap. Like,
yeah.
She's getting written into
right,
the painting.
Written into the painting. Like as if this like, and so she gets freaked out, right? She's like, this is really weird. And the more she looks at it, the more it's almost as if the painting is starting to change where she can sort of see face, like her face coming in.
Back to the
dress she's wearing.
Photo.
Right. And yeah. And so then all of a sudden they go back and now she's kind of alarmed and she's like, we got to get out of here because this is kind of weird. You know, we got to get the heck out of here. Plus it's about 3 a.m. at this point. They've been there for a couple hours and bars,
as you might do
bars especially small town bars like this don't stay open that long. You know what I mean? It would have been closed down by midnight. And that's why they already thought it was weird that it was open at midnight when they first walked in. Right. So she's like, we got to go. They go to pay their tab. They do. They walk out and before they walk out, everyone starts looking at them again right before they leave. It's like everybody stops what they're doing and they just look directly at them in this weird kind of stare. They walk out the door. As soon as they walk out the door, it's pitch black in the parking lot. There's no lights on. The bar is no neon lights like there was. They look back and the doors are locked. And they try to go back in. The doors are locked. Dark and there's no signs on. Nothing says open. So it was almost like this weird time slip where it's like, if we would have stayed, what would have happened, right? That's what she was thinking. She's like, would we have been written into history, like stuck in this place? Like, are those people that were real people that got sucked into this place and they're stuck forever? Like,
yeah.
What a weird thing.
Yeah, Jason Momoa, the bartender, would have said, hey, you know what, guys?
You're not leaving this place. You want to know why? You're stuck here for all eternity. Try opening that door. See what happens.
No.
They try. It won't work. You're written into this painting. He points at the painting. He's like, check it out, guys. You're here. How about that? So what if you got your hands on that painting and you just like, what if you burned it? You know what I mean? Like, does that kill
no,
all those
that
people?
Reminds
like,
me
what
the,
do you mean?
No, because that reminds me of the Crying Boy painting. Have you
right.
ever heard of that?
I have heard about that.
Yeah,
I haven't
that's
heard of
messed
that.
Up. You haven't heard of the
no
Crying
way.
Boy painting? It's a cursed painting thing.
It's
but
sold
that would,
for like millions of dollars.
Yeah, you know what I bet would happen? I bet if they grabbed that painting, that place would probably burn to the ground.
That's what I wonder.
They grab the painting and it just rubbles around them. There's like nothing around.
See,
just
but
the
even
painting.
Though that this story kind of, I don't know if it really relates to alternate universes, but what if it does? That's the thing.
I
don't know
I
what
think
it
does.
Is.
I think this is the recording. I think this is the moment that the somebody pushes the record button and then the tape is out, and so all it does is repeat and repeat and repeat.
And who's doing the painting? Like who's starting to paint these people, knowing that they're going to be the next victims or something? It's just weird.
I think
know?
It's like a form of purgatory. But if unless you're an alcoholic, you know that's probably a good place to have purgatory.
Why are you calling? Me out.
Wow. He's calling Jason Momoa out. Oh crap, I probably shouldn't have done that either.
Hey, he's about Momoa, so am I. So I know we're blowing your guys' mind with all these thoughts here. Also, I'm bored because all I do is play Red Dead, you guys. Red Dead is so addicting.
All right, well, we're actually about out of time, and so we're going to have to wrap it up at this point. What do you guys think as far as topics for the next ones? What do you think, Jaren?
You know, there's so many things here. I would like to talk about astral projection. We're getting into all this stuff right now anyway. Let's talk about that next, because I'm very into that stuff for some reason right now.
That's a good one. Sean?
Yeah, for me, I really want to cover dream telepathy, and that actually does kind of play into astral projection in a sense.
They go hand
and
in hand.
It also plays into multi-universe. It plays into everything.
This is mono and mono, hand in hand. It's
but
the
dream
same
telepathy
stuff.
Is the idea that you're sharing a dream with another individual. Like for example, if you have thoughts about a particular somebody in your dream, and then you wonder if that person at that same moment's having that same dream about you, or you're
right.
sharing
it reminds
a dream,
me of the,
basically.
Looking at the moon, and someone else is looking at it at the same time.
Right.
Kind of,
you know, the ideas, yeah. So that's something
that's
of interest.
One. We should cover
that's
that.
Great.
I
sounds
think
cool.
I want to dive into Sam, the Sam Down Clown.
Ooh,
that's
we gotta
a creepy
talk.
One.
Ooh, let's talk about
and
that.
And I also want to talk about Jeff, the talking mongoose. You guys don't know about that.
I don't know about
so
that.
So I'm gonna have to dive. We're gonna dive into that.
But it's our dad's name, so that's kind of wrecked.
Those are just two things that I really want to cover. So we're gonna dive into those. But what do you guys think as far as multiverse? Do you guys think that this alternate universe thing is a reality, or what's your kind of thoughts?
I'm gonna go out and just say it's possible. I'm gonna say there's a lot of evidence, there's a lot of people experiencing the same things to say it's a very high possibility.
And I'm going to raise the stakes like in poker where I say I'm raising it up to a possible and probable because I really feel like it's real close. I mean, I felt like I've had deja vu moments, like you said, synchronicities, all that kind of stuff. So I almost feel like we're like slipping in it all the time now. Like our Earth is unstable or something.
Yeah. No, I'm with you guys. I'm in the same boat where it's possible. I'm kind of like Sean, where it's, I feel like it's possible. It could just be a writing theory. And, you know, some of these old theories, these scientific theories, have been nixed. You know, they've been proven false, you know, and so that could be the case. One day we may find out that that's not even, that all this kind of stuff is hocus pocus, right? But I think it's possible. And I'm at that point.
I can name a lot of stuff currently that's hocus pocus, so I'm not going to get into that.
We don't have to get into it because there's a lot going on that's hocus pocus today.
And we're going to go back at some point, Roman. I might have to just throw you guys in the car tonight and we'll just take a drive before I have to drive back up to the mountains. I drive up to the mountains alone at night, guys. Think about that. So I'm going to probably creepy. Throw you guys in the car and we'll probably go down to the old Primary Children's,
you know,
and then do a live, like a part of a live podcast over there.
We got to do that because we have some really crazy evidence that we've caught there. So old Primary Children's Hospital, obviously it's a sad place where, you know, children have perished and stuff, but it's weird because we've had some really crazy experiences there. We had stuff that I want to get into right now, but we'll get into it on a different podcast. We had EVPs and we went back one time and we had this corroboration of situation that happened before. And it's just crazy the stuff that has gone on there, some of the evidence we've caught. And we'll have to definitely post links for some of that stuff if we can find it.
Primary Children's, here we come.
We hope that this has been a fun ride for you, and maybe you're learning a few things. Maybe what we're talking about, even though we're kind of rambling on sometimes, is sparking your mind gears kind of going. Because that's what I love about this topics is it's kind of like, as I listen to other shows, all of a sudden, it's like even Sean, some of the stuff he said tonight, some of the stuff Jaren said tonight, sparked stuff in my mind. All of a sudden, my gears were going.
Oh, yeah.
The thing, especially what Sean said about how EVPs could just be like a time loop thing that's been recorded over, you know, like a tape. That is very relevant to me because I'm like, wow, some of this stuff doesn't even make sense. It's not like an intelligent response. So, but that's what's cool about these topics. It's like, we don't know anything, right? We feel like we know a lot. As humans, we act like we know everything, which we don't. You know, we almost know nothing about, especially this wild universe that we're living in. But it's just, that's why this show is so fun to do and fun to, you know, connect with others that are doing shows like this and talk to the audience members and stuff, because it's like, wow, everybody has these amazing theories about what's going on, but we don't know anything.
And I just want to throw out there for everyone who's listening, if you are enjoying the show, if you have found any relevance to your life, if you have anything that you feel like, hey, I want to listen to the next episode, do us a favor and share this around your social circle, whether that be on social media or just within the family. Just share it out there. You know, we want to hear what you guys have gone through. We're interested in hearing about, you know, just your experiences.
Yeah, and your story is important to us. What Sean was saying, you know, if you like the show, the only way that we can get better and better with the quality, I mean, if you go back and listen to the first episode, please don't. But if you do... The quality is not good. I left it up there because, you know, I want to see how far we go with the show. But the only way we can continue to improve the show and do better and produce more shows is with followership, you know, people listening, listenership. The best way we do that is with high reviews. So if you give us a 5-star rating, that really helps a lot because it brings in new listeners. Share the show, like Sean was saying, that really helps a lot too. But we just, you know, we really appreciate you guys being here. We're just thankful for your presence.
Yeah, we look forward to being with us on the Supernatural Station next time. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.